Under the bill, new nuclear plants coming online in 2030 or later would be able to qualify for tax credits based on their energy generation. The bill would also create a tax credit for nuclear plants that are relicensed. Republican State Representative Shea Sortwell says it's aimed at reducing the cost of bringing nuclear power to Wisconsin.
I believe the most significant detractor on nuclear power is the significant startup cost. It costs a lot to get it up and going, particularly right now, because it's been so long since we've really built any new nuclear power plants.
Sortwell says more nuclear energy is needed to meet expected spikes in electricity demand from data centers. The plan's opponents include the Citizens Utility Board, which raised concerns about possible cost overruns. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.